Welcome, welcome to all of you. Welcome. We are deeply encouraged by your response today. I'm seeing how many of you have joined us from around the world. I think we really are well represented today, from South Africa to Australia to countries in South America, Asia, North America, Europe. So this just feels like a beautiful, beautiful gathering today, and we thank you for your love and your care. It's so evident in the way that you've shown up here today. My name is Myra Jackson, a Wisdom Council member of the Gaia Field Project, along with David Nichol, co-founder of the Gaia Field Project. This is day one of a three-part planetary-wide focus, the Water Attunement Day. And this is in lead-up to World Water Day, which is on March 22nd. We are inviting all of you to join us fully for all 3 days. So if you have a pen or pencil handy, I just want to take a moment to briefly share with you the purpose for each, to provide a bit of context, and you can jot down a few notes. We'd love for you to be with us for the entire period, since so many of you have gathered here today. Today's water attunement is intended to prepare the field and establish coherence within the field. My friend and colleague David Nichol will guide us all into the silent meditation, and that will be accompanied by a music track that Gary Malkin has gifted us with. It is co-produced with Timothy Strayadas, a beautiful piece of music that will play during the silent period using Divine Nine tuning. A sharing period will follow, and David will give us some instructions after the meditation. Tomorrow, which is March 21st, you're invited to register at childrenofthesun.org. They will offer a transmission to purify our fresh waters, and this will have a focus in a way of also bringing polluters into a new frame as well. These events will begin at 8 p.m. in local time zones around the world, and you can register on their site. Just click on World Water Day. On March 22nd, that's our third day, we join the World Water Day events, and you can register for the live teleseminar and webcast at unify.org, unify.org. So thank you for letting me take a few moments to make those announcements. I'd like to shift gears, though, here a little bit, because I am certain many of you know how magical this hour is in which we are gathered. Today we have a super moon, a new moon, a solar eclipse. It's in the watery sign of Pisces with many other planets in that stellium. The vernal equinox, which goes exact during the course of our call today. This is a potent moment to be in the group field with all of you with such an intention and focus on water. But that's not all that's going on. The world is celebrating International Day of Happiness and the International Day of Forest. We're also coming to the end of a two-year dance. It's like a square dance that's been happening between Uranus and Pluto when they entered into this geocentric square in 2012. And during that window of time between June of 2012 and now, this very window that we're in together, that we're sharing now, these two planets came into exact square 7 times. And in this moment, in this time, this window, we reach the 7th and final square. And what this is doing is setting off the stage for great cultural and societal change. It's the kind of change that we would not want to miss for anything in the world. This is a moment that will catalyze the nature of the emerging evolution, I believe, that is propelling us right into the new era. And so you can imagine with all that on our plate, that great potency that we're sharing together, how much we deeply appreciate you coming to be with us today. So So we're gathering with this great focus on water, and as so many of you know, our bodies indeed consist of at least 60% water. And of course, as babies, more like 78%. And the reason I bring that up is looking for that entry point, looking for that way of opening our sensitivity to this moment that we're living in now is so crucial. The fresh waters of the world are important to the resiliency of all Earth systems, and as well as the oceans themselves. They're both part of the 9 planetary boundaries. And this freshwater cycle is strongly affected by climate change. Its boundary is closely pegged to the climate boundary. And as we're sitting here today, we know that we're witnessing a time in which we may see water pressure as we lose these freshwater sources, that this cycle becomes diminished. And what I'm feeling today for all of us is that question that arises, is this now the time in which we will act on the planet with love, bring our love into action, and live as if the waters of the world, the Earth systems, matter? And I feel that we are answering that call with a big yes. And so we take time today to really bring that awareness of that which we are, that which we're a part of, into this time together. We get a chance together to build the field. We join together in this subtle action to usher in the awareness needed to harmonize with nature and make peace with the environment. And this is something that we can do, and we have shown up to partake in. So as we consider this vital nutrient of every cell in our body, a nutrient that is vital for every life form on this planet, and the great regulator of resilience that water is, we bring our attention now to the meditation. And so I'm going to call upon David to guide us now into this meditation period. And at the end, we will hear from you all again. We'll invite you in so that we can share the equinox moment together. So thank you, everyone. David?
Thank you, Myra, and thank you, everyone. I'm deeply honored and touched by your presence here today, what we can create together at this critical moment in relation to our relationship with water. So I want to invite you to close your eyes, take a few deeper breaths, arrange your posture if you're not already in an upright position. And let's just take a few moments just to settle into this moment, into ourselves. Just whatever feelings are there, whether they're pleasant or unpleasant, just letting them be there just exactly as they are. Arriving here fully. Give yourself the gift of this next 45 minutes or so to really relax, recharge, rest in this moment, and unplug from all the outer activities and busyness. I want to invite you to bring your awareness to your heart center, centering yourself in the heart, breathing in and out of your heart space several times, invite in a sense of gratitude for being able to gather together with so many like-minded people, share your intention, way to create this space together. Now I invite you to bring your awareness down into your legs, your feet, your contact with the earth, sensing that connection, that grounded connection with the earth, feeling that support, sending your awareness deep down into the earth. All the way to the very center of the earth. I invite you to feel a resonance between the core of the earth as the very center of the earth's energy system and your own heart as the center of your energy system. Coming into resonance with the earth, the rhythm of the earth. So from this place of being deeply grounded in the earth, let's open to the energy of the light from above, from the sun, the stars, letting that light fill you, cleanse you, purify you with its radiance, brilliance, its clarity. Being and feeling that light surrounding you, creating a healthy boundary, provides integrity, protection. I invite you to be present here as your very deepest or highest self. Let's sense each other's presence now, just intuitively sensing the group field forming through us coming together. Feeling each other's presence. Feeling us coming together as one field. Seeing and feeling a membrane of light around this group field. Consecrating this space. And let's welcome in this space now allies from the Earth realms, minerals, plants, the animals, especially this focus, the animals of the water. Dolphins, whales, fish, all the sea creatures. Just aligning ourselves with their life-giving energy, their earth wisdom. Let us also invoke allies from subtle realms of spirit, calling forth those beings who share our intention to support the evolution of life, the emergence of peace on our planet. Call forth these beings from all dimensions of space and time. Let us open together to the great mystery, source of all, that which permeates all. So in this deep silent space created together, I want to invite you to see ourselves gathered as in a very large circle. And I want to invite you just to open to the part of you that is open to feeling, that human, vulnerable heart that can be touched by others. Feeling yourself becoming a little more fluid, a little more permeable. Feeling others here flowing into you, you flowing into them, just to the extent that feels safe. We don't know each other personally, but we have come together a shared intention to support the healing, the purifying of our waters, to remember the sacredness of the waters. Allowing ourselves to trust enough to relax, open to this flow. Starting to feel our field becoming fluid, becoming like a flowing medium. Not so separate, not so solid, And I want to invite you to bring your attention to the center of our circle. If we're in a big circle, flowing, feeling your energy flowing to the center of the circle. With your human vulnerability that's open to being touched, that watery part of your soul. Invite you to bring your attention to that center of the circle and see and feel our presence, our communal presence, moving together. Creating a pool, a watery pool, where we make contact, we interpenetrate. Really seeing and feeling that center like a pool of water. Feeling it now as a portal. Watery portal. Invite you to come closer to that center, to the portal. And when you're ready, just slipping through that portal, that pool of water. Finding yourself in an underwater world. Just giving yourself time to adjust to this medium, this watery medium. Vast oceanic depths of consciousness. Being open to what do you see, what do you feel. In these depths. We're going to spend some time just communing with this realm, this watery realm, these oceanic depths of consciousness. Knowing that water is life. Just holding together this question, what wants to be born here today? What wants to emerge from these depths for you and for our world? We'll enter into silence now with some music. Just being open to whatever images spontaneously in your experience, allowing yourself to rest and commune together this medium, this mysterious depth of consciousness. Or call us back for sharing about 10 minutes or so. Okay, so while remaining in this meditation, in this deep oceanic watery medium, invite you share, if you feel called, have time for just a few, encourage you to speak from this moment. What are you experiencing right now in this place? You could share something that came up for you in the meditation. Have time for just a few, so keeping it concise, but we really would love to hear from some of you, and Jeffrey will give instructions as to how to do that.
Thank you, David. If you have anything you'd like to share and you're on our webcast, just type into the question box at the lower left of the screen, click the submit button, and I can read out what you wrote on the air. And if you have anything you'd like to share and you're on our telephone conference line, press 1 on your phone keypad, and I can give you the mic. Let's start with Karen.
Hi, I'm calling from New Zealand. I hope this is me. My name is Karen.
It is you. Go right ahead.
Oh, hi. I found an incredibly profound experience. I keep it brief because I know you have other people on the line waiting to talk. Firstly, I felt the fear of the nets and the pollution, et cetera. And then I felt the fear go. And they're being able to reproduce freely, to live in beautiful, crystal clear water, and then I got transported to Lahore in India, which is the place that I had chosen to go, and that's in India, and it was the pollution from the leather factories. And I requested on a conscious level to the people who owned the leather factories to stop the polluting. And then I saw the Ganges River just completely and utterly crystal clear, and the elemental water elementals, everything coming back into perfect balance. It was just divine.
Beautiful.
So that's my sharing. Yeah, it
beautiful.
Was perfect.
Thank you so much, Karen. Let's go over to Deborah.
Hi, I'm from Alaska, and I saw a sea turtle come into view, and from the wisdom of this great creature, I feel a prayer for divine synchronicity for the 800 million people, for divine action to come into play, for water to reach these people.
Yes, thank you so much, Deborah. Let's go over to Helen.
Hello. Hi. I'm Helen, Australia. Hi. I felt myself in underworld, water world. I was swimming with the unbeing. It was pure love. All the aquatic animals and all the plant life were greeting myself, the unbeing, and each other. The path made of shells. I found myself sitting in a glorious shell. I was presented with a pearl. I own a pearl which I bought in Australia. This I was told to wear daily. a pearl of love, waters the undine are spreading their love through the waters to the entire planet. It was and still is for me a beautiful experience. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much, Helen. Let's go over to Benjamin.
Hi, am I on the air now?
You are. Go right ahead.
Hi. Thank you for joining in this. And I really want to say I'm calling from Western Germany. And for me, it was a journey into remembrance, really. When you said, go through the portal, I visualized something like a stargate, and I came into this world with water, and there were runes, and I was down, drowning down in an abyss, and then I came back in, and then I had an idea of bringing all that remembrance back from the water world through the gate into the world we are now in. So, yeah, that was my basic experience, and I also felt the water in my body very consciously. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Benjamin. And I want to take a moment now to read a few sharings from the webcast. Sarah from Wales in the UK says, I'd like everyone to know that the Hindu deity Ganesha is here with us, helping us manifest for the purity of the water. God bless. Namaste. Joseph from the UK says, images of crystal clear water drops falling from a cave into a pure pool that is spreading out to all the waters of the world to cleanse and heal. And now with that, I want to hand things back to Myra, as I know we have a time-sensitive event.
I am deep in the waters in the portal with all of you, and let us stay here as I watch this countdown to the exact moment of this equinox. In the northern hemisphere, it's the vernal equinox. In the southern hemisphere, it's the autumnal equinox. And this is where we have this 12-hour day and 12-hour night. We know now, as we have approached this exact moment, I invite each of you to open to receive the unique vitality that flows into the planet at each of these equinoxes and solstices. And remembering together this watery portal in which we are in, which we are born into in that dark womb at birth, the waters that form in our saliva that aid digestion, the waters in our mucus that keep our membranes moist, the water in the body cells that allow us to grow and reproduce and survive, flushing out body waste through our urine, water that regulates our body temperature, respiration, access the shock absorber for our brain and our spinal cord. The intelligence, this unique wisdom of water is the primary regulator for not only our bodies, but for all life on the planet. And today, as we honor together the vitality that's streaming in with this equinox, we have an opportunity to amplify our awareness and appreciation for this vital nutrient and to look at and examine our relationship to water. Thank you for being in this portal together, and your attention. I turn this back to David.
Thank you, Myra, and everyone. So so fun to play with you all in this field, this global sacred field together. So touched and honored by all the comments. So now I want to invite you to imagine yourself again in this portal. Not just imagine, but we are in this watery medium that we're co-creating, not just with our minds, but with our presence, our open hearts, our vulnerability. That's the portal, the real portal. I invite you to, from the perspective of being in this watery medium, looking up and seeing the pond, the pool of water, perhaps seeing the sun shining through from below, coming now closer, riding this wave of this equinox moment, as Myra was sharing. We're going to come up and out through the portal. As someone said on the call, taking with us these energies, this wisdom, these depths that we've encountered in this water medium, taking that with us as you come up and out through that pool into this dimension, this reality, following that stream back to your location, feeling yourself in your body, feet on the ground, but still vibrating with that deep peace, with that freshness, with that life. And let's take a moment now to remember the group field in this dimension. And I want to invite you to see and feel great rippling energy, seeing these energies, feeling these energies rippling out into the world. Great tsunami waves of love, of power, of purity. Enveloping this entire earth, and just trusting that it will go where it's needed, dissolving barriers and bringing healing to all those open to receiving it. Just take a minute or so in silence to feel that rippling out effect into the world. Okay, namaste. Thank you. And I'm going to hand back to Myra to bring us to a close.
Thank you all again. Thank you, David and Jeffrey. I call for this time that we spent together during this incredible moment in time in the last degrees of the Pisces streaming of the supermoon, the new moon, the Uranus-Pluto dance, our equinox, bringing all those energies now into our prayer, a prayer to harmonize with nature, to use our power, our love, in cooperation and collaboration with nature, and make peace on the inner and the outer. Make peace with our environment. I honor all of your attention and your prayerful consideration this day. And as we emerge from these waters into the first degrees of Aries, may our action be multiplied by our love. May our love for the earth become visible. May we live in relationship to water and all life as if it truly mattered. We're going to end with a few reminders. Again, we'd love for you to join us tomorrow. Childrenofthesun.org. Join the transmission. And remember to also check in and register at unify.org. We have a piece of music to close with today. And it is a music track that is called Pure by Shim Shea. And it's on the album Songs of Water. You can learn more about this piece at watermusicproject.net. All the proceeds are being donated to unify.org's Clear Water Well Project. Thank you, my friends from all over the world. We so appreciate you being with us. And the work that we can do as a group is work of our time. This is the work of the Aquarian era. Thank you.
Pure, pure like the water. Let it run forevermore. To be clean, clean as the waves come crashing to the shore. It leaves me smooth, smooth as a pebble, polished in the depth of loving, carried by the winds of grace on the wings of a dove. So pure, pure like the water, let it run forevermore. To be clean, clean as the waves come crashing to the shore.